everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to do some healings. So this is your first time on. Just click on the show Friday night, and then scroll down, and you want to go on to the fast chat if you want to communicate with us. So click on that first, and then minimize it. And it'll drop down to the bar on the bottom of your screen. And then scroll down a little further for the light bean. And then you can maximize the fast chat. And if it tends to cover up the light bean slightly, you can always put your mouse on the line on the right side. You get the two arrows and just move it over slightly. So that's wonderful. And we'll do some water charging tonight. So maybe in about 10 or 15 minutes we'll do some water charging with the light bean. So get a glass of water, about 8 ounces, and we'll be ready to go then. And the light bean is about a little bit over an inch down on your screen, on your scroll bar. So again, just put her up, and we'll be ready to go. So Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Saturday night, or Friday night, rather. And it's a wonderful night of healing tonight that we have planned. We like to make Friday nights extra special, revitalizing and also relaxing for people at the end of the work week. And as you may have heard, or if you've been with us earlier in the week and you've seen our show plans for this week listed on the info section, you'll see that we were going to continue with our theme of bringing in healing with divine energies. And the energies this evening are going to be things like the beautiful color ray frequencies from the Creation Light Ship, crystals of different kinds, the rainbow, orbs, and the wonderful oxygen, the different oxygens, of which there's 18 different kinds on the Creation Light Ship. So, Ron, over to you for getting us started with this evening's healing.
Okay, so we'll first do a chakra alignment. So just kind of sit back and relax here. And we're now going to go to your heart chakra. The light ship's doing this for you. Nothing for you to do. This is not like typical earth modalities of healing. You just have to just show up and the energy works for you. So just sit back and moving the heart chakra around so it's positioned properly. There we go. Go on to your throat chakra. This is number 5. And now we're going to your third eye. That looks great. Now we're going down to your power chakra. Wonderful. Second chakra, good. And first chakra, great. We'll do an opening now. So if you're in a quiet location and there's not a lot of background noise, you may want to have them opened up further. Normally the chakras are maybe a couple inches in diameter. We'll go body width for you so you can accept more of the energy into your body. And naturally, since they are opened up more, you may become a little more sensitive. So if you do have noise, you may want to just tell your body not to have it as wide. So here we go. Heart chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. And third eye, that one again, heart chakra, that needs to be a little more for people. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, spin, open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Somebody's not right out there, so let me just do this again here for everyone. So heart, good. Throat, good. Third eye, power chakra, second, first. Okay. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, okay, one of you has a reverse throat chakra. Let's turn that one around here. There. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye looks great. Okay, now go down to the power chakra. There we go, fine. Second chakra, you all look pretty good. First chakra, and I see one of those, maybe two of those aren't exactly right. They're backwards, so let's turn those around now. So they're pointed forward. Perfect. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. Good. Now you're all in sync. You may have actually felt that if you were one of those that we're talking about here. So what we're going to do next is bring in one of the color frequencies here for healing. And we'll start off with the energy of violet. So here comes the violet energy. So stronger, stronger, stronger. It'll come into your living room, and it'll be all around you in your living room, and just kind of float into this energy, relax into it. So stronger, 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 stronger. That feels very good. So put some music on here and just sit back and relax and ask this wonderful color frequency of violet for some healing. Amber blood. That's only available on the conference call. So if you're interested in what the amber blood is, tune in tomorrow. Come on our four-hour session. And the light ship will more than likely infuse you with this higher frequency amber blood. But the people who probably are on this call have not been on the four-hour one, so it wouldn't do any good. But what we could do is bring in some energy for our blood. So we're going to bring in some special oxygen to help our blood out, since we're talking about blood here. So, and we're going to bring in an oxygen here, and let me just see. We're going to bring in oxygen number 16. And so here it is. So just sit back and relax. We're going to experience this new type of oxygen here. And here it comes.
Thank you.
was that for you, Sylvia?
Oh, that was really nice. It felt great with the oxygen, and I also really enjoyed that violet color that you brought in. And for me, that was just really warm and felt very healing, so that was wonderful. And we do have a request on the fast chat to have some entity clearing and bringing more of our spirit back into us.
Okay, so we'll be doing that here. And this is what I charge on one of my sessions if you want to be a lot more cleared out. We go year by year throughout your life. And you may want to connect with me to have each year cleared out of entities because they can be hiding sometimes. And we're just doing a little bit for you right now to see if we can get you a little more present. So this other clearing does get rid of a lot more of the energy. So here we go. We're going to start clearing you right now. So taking away some of the entities. And there we go. These are the ones that are just kind of on the surface here. And now we're going to bring back more of your spirit to you. And there we go. And we'll count to 10 as you come more into your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do some more clearing. Okay. And, okay, and now we're going to bring more of your spirit back, and it has to be cleansed first here, so here we go. Ready to come back in now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do some more entity clearing here. Remember, some of these entities can actually make a part of your personality, whether you like it or not, or even know of it or not. So it's very important to release them. So here we go, bringing more of your spirit back into your body. So you could be taking on a pattern from an entity that's ingrained in you, maybe at the age of 5, and have some type of fear. And, you know, you could be 60 years of age right now, running the life of this entity that came in at 5. So this is why this clearing is so important that I do with people. And we do go from this point in time back to your conception and clear out the entities from you. So here we go. We're cleaning out more entities now. And now we're going to be healing parts of your spirit. And here we go. Doing this some more, so here you come back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do it one more time for you. This is kind of like just the tip of the iceberg. So you should feel a little heavier in your body. You should feel maybe some more warmth, maybe tingles. And there we go. Doing some more spirit cleansing right now. Put it back into balance. So it doesn't have the traumas associated with it as it comes back into you. And here we go, one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. Okay. It should feel a little heavier, maybe a little more centered. And this is what we do in one of the clearings here. And what we're going to do now is just give you a little sampling of the water charging. And if you wish to come on the call tomorrow, it's $60. It starts at 1 o'clock my time, which is California time, Pacific Standard Time. And it's a 4-hour lightship healing, and you are able to charge 7 gallons of water. So just get about maybe 8 ounces tonight here so they can do their adequate job of charging this here for you. And you should have your water by now, I think. If not, if you came in late, what we'll do is one other clearing here so you can get a glass of water ready. And we're going to bring in some of the orbs from the lightship for healing here. So we'll bring them in to your room right now, and they're coming. So here they come. Stronger, 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 stronger. stronger, 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 and stronger. And when we come back in a few minutes, we'll be doing the water charging. So just get your water ready. You may feel happiness in your room flying around. So request healings, and the little conscious beings that took the form of little orbs, or maybe about the size of a golf ball, or even maybe a large softball. So they're around in your room right now, and just ask for healing from them. Water ready, and we're going to have this beautiful light beam on your monitor screen do the water charging. So if you don't have her in front of you, you want to scroll down maybe an inch and a half on your scroll bar. And if you're not on Creation Lightship Healings, and get on that right now and just scroll down, and you're going to see this beautiful light beam on your screen underneath the blinking flower. And we're going to ask her to energize this photo right now. And we've had a lot of people commenting on how she feels and changes the energy. In the photo, the rays will change a little bit, the eyes will change, her face will become more three-dimensional. And now she's being energized here. I can feel the energy coming across right now. Okay, and she says she'll be ready in about 15 seconds here. You may even feel her presence in the room. You can put your hand, if you want, in front of the monitor. Don't come really close. Just come back maybe about a foot from your monitor. Just move your hand back and forth in front of the screen. You're going to see that the energy is very centered in front of her photo. It will be a lot stronger. And she's ready to charge your water. So again, put your water container in front of you, your glass of water, and put one hand on each side of it. And she's now going to start to charge the water for you. Remember, the light shift works in the now, heart to heart. So you may feel your heart getting a little warm as she connects with you. And then she'll run the energy from her, from the light shift, through your heart to your shoulders and, you know, down your arms and in through your wrist and into the palm chakras, through your fingers, and then into the water. So she's going to put in special codes just for you so that you can have this wonderful healing here with this divine water. This water can be used in your bath if you wish. You want about a cup of it in the water. So if you want to drink maybe half of it, just drink half and put the rest in your bath water this evening. And like I said, tomorrow's special conference call, which we do once a month, we'll be having water charging for larger containers. And looks like she's almost done charging the water for you. And you normally, if you sense energies, you may feel your palm of your hands maybe pulsating. You might feel your fingers tingling. And another 10 seconds here, and she'll be done. Okay. So, we're ready now. So, just take your glass of water and just see how it tastes. It's very good for me. I like mine. How's yours, Sylvia? See if Sylvia is there. If anybody would like to comment on the fast chat.
I'm sorry, I'm here.
Okay.
I was drinking my water and it's...
Drinking your water, huh?
Okay.
Okay, so if you want to comment, you can go on the fast chat too. How's yours, Sylvia?
Oh, it's just incredibly silky. It's so good. So refreshing.
So, what we're going to do now is bring in a rainbow color here. So, again, just sit back and relax. And we'll bring in some of the rainbow energy. We'll just bring in the full-spectrum rainbow. This is very nice. So, again, just sit back and relax. And here comes the rainbow. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so just enjoy these beautiful frequencies coming through you. And again, ask for healings. Another divine energy. This we bring in quite often on our conference calls. It's a lot of people's favorites. And this is the energy of Mother Mary. So again, sit back and relax and request your healing as Mother Mary joins you in your living room. So here she comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Another clearing here, and this is a clearing where we're going to release some of our pain in our body here. So what we're going to be doing is some clearing. So if you have any physical body pain, hopefully it'll go away here. This is what I do in my sessions here. So we're going to go so sixth chakra on down to the first here, and we're going to take this point in time and go back a few years for you. So from right now in this now, back to your last birthday. So, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Well, that's a yawn. So when I yawn, it's releasing a lot of energy from all of you. So it's, instead of me doing about 10 or 20 of these clears, it takes one yawn does that. So here we go. Not that I'm tired, believe me. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, next to your back. Fifth chakra energies here. This is only like 1% what they do as far as the chakras. So someone has a lot of pain in their body here somewhere. So here we go. Clear, 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 clear. Fourth chakra cleared. Oh boy, some more. Third chakra, second, first chakra. So somebody needs a clearing out there. Okay. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And I'll do another clearing for everyone. And like I say, we're going to do an emotional clearing here, and this is the most important clearing you can have in this lifetime, is to have your emotional body cleared. This clearing does three things at once. It clears your emotional body, it clears your spirit, and it cleared your physical body of the traumas that are inside of all of these that you keep recycling over and over and over again. This is, you know, it's like going to the movie theater, you know, seeing a different movie, but it's the same plot on each one with different characters. So this is what happens. Your body will naturally, what it does, it tries to heal itself continuously throughout its lifespan. So it'll actually kill itself to get well. It's that dedicated to its personal growth in order to live longer. And eventually these illnesses get caught up with it and it dies because we didn't understand that we had to deal with emotional traumas and baggage. So here we go. I'm going to go from this point in time back to your last birthday. So here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared. If somebody has troubles here in third chakra, boy, clear, 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 cleared. Second cleared and first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, so if you look upon your life right now, say in the last 3 years to now, and just check out something that bothered you, that put you into fear, anxiety, anger, frustration, betrayal, you know, bankruptcies, you know, anything like that, car accidents. Just look at those situations and, you know, find out they're very distant to you. And I can do this healing with anybody on this planet. They don't have to know that I'm doing it. The Spirit always says yes with the Divine doing these clearings. So a lot of people have their family, friends, and loved ones cleared, even though they may not even understand what I'm doing. And at that point, the person is cleared of this baggage, and they can live their whole life renewed again in the moment, without trailing behind them all these things that we've had dealt with for years and years and years. Remember, who you are or who you think you are is your traumas. So, and everybody should understand that. When you go out to meet your friends, normally they start talking about problems in their life, and these problems always are there. And this clearing will really help you get rid of those so you can move on. So hopefully you've all had this experience and was able to look back upon your life. This is not a mental exercise. You're still going to see the, you know, the event, but it will be trauma-free. So for those who are feeling people, I'm going to do a feeling body. This is a little different than the emotions. It's the same process. So remember, the Divine, this light chip that's here now, only works in the now, and these healings are instantaneous. You know, there's no process, and there's no need to process. That's the dark side's agenda, to get you to keep working on something forever and for multiple lifetimes. That doesn't have to be done that way. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back for your feeling body, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared. Boy, second chakra issues here with somebody out there. And you may know who you are. Remember that, but that's only 1% of your problems, so this is doing a lot of clearing here. And first chakra, next to your back, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first clear, and one more year back. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first clear. There we go. So again, you should feel a little better. This is like kind of like icing on the cake for some people who've had the emotional clearing, and they do feel a little more balanced. And I do have people who do this maybe every couple of months at a time after they've had their clearings. Remember, you're cleared up to when I start. But naturally, life goes on, and you may start accumulating more baggage. So you want to get that released from you. So if you have a bad hair day, what I do is just clear that day or that week for people, and then they can move on with your life. We'll do one other clearing here. And we're going to do a mental clearing. This is like defragmenting your home computer. So this may make your mind a little quieter now. We'll go back a few years also. Same process. Oh, I'm yawning. I see some mental people out there. So here we go. Sixth chakra. From this point in time to your last birthday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first clear. Next to your back, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And next to your back, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth cleared. Oh, boy. Holy smokes. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, and first cleared. Okay. So, again, just kind of see how your thoughts feel. You might want to multiply some numbers together. You might want to think about doing something creative and how fast the energy is working for you now. And this is the way this healing works here. It's instantaneous and it's very quick. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
I feel very good. And we have a question on the fast chat that's a very interesting question from Kyle and Adriana. How come the light being looks different tonight? Does it change?
Yes. What you're feeling is the energy from the light being. Let me just see. It's another light being that chose to come in tonight. Remember, they're all very anxious to help us here. So this is why it might be a little different frequency for you. Let me bring in Janina into this light being for everyone here. So she's the commander of the ship. She's my, in a sense, working partner up there, my apprentice. Although that isn't exactly completely true, but I do teach side by side with her up there. And here she comes in. There we go. And now she's going to start changing the energy. And now here comes Janina. Very sweet, very wonderful energy. And this is like a sampling, too, of what we're going to have tomorrow night. So I would recommend coming on tomorrow's night show. What we're going to have is some of the light beings will be coming in. And we'll be having other races that we know down here coming through. Remember, this is their first incarnation on the light ship to become healers after the universal shift. So we'll be bringing some of the life forms down to us here that we have heard about, such as the Arcturians and the Pleiades and many others, and they'll be coming down so that we can experience their energies.
So we had our list for tonight had crystals on it, and so I thought maybe we could do something kind of special, bring in one at a time, two or three of the crystals, and so give an opportunity for people to experience the difference between the different crystal energies.
Oh, very nice. Okay. So what they're showing me, first of all, is a large crystal. This one here, it kind of looks like a corkscrew. This is how it's designed. It's a conscious being. And it's very large. It's about 6 inches in diameter. And it's about 5 or 6 feet high. And as you look at the crystal, it like flashes different color frequencies. So we're going to bring this energy into your room right now. And this is also on the light ship here. And we've seen it before, but maybe not talked about it. So here comes this beautiful crystal energy. And request your healing right now as it comes in. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll just put some music on and request your healings. And it just feels wonderful. bring in another crystal energy for you to experience. And everybody loves the amethyst geode energy, so we'll bring that in right now. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, remember this energy works in the now, so request your healings here. Energy for us to sample here. And this is like an obsidian crystal. It's a large, it's more like a crystal cluster with many of them on it, probably millions. And they also have gold energy going through them in vertical bars. So here comes this amethyst, obsidian. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Here's going to be the energy of quartz. These quartz crystals are, again, in large clusters. They're about 18 inches long. Some have a base on them of about 6 inches, so they're very powerful. And they're crystal, crystal clear. So here comes the clear quartz energy from these clusters. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and yes, they are conscious beings, Kyle. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, request your healings here. about that so far, Sylvia?
Those are really spectacular, just amazing, and the difference between them was just phenomenal to experience. So love to hear from anyone who had that kind of experience with the different crystals, what they enjoyed on the fast chat, or what your favorite one was, what you experienced. It'd be great to hear that. And once again, it's about time for our show to end tonight. That went by, I think, fastest ever for me. So I think we should kind of talk about tomorrow one more time, just to give anybody who's listening a chance to get on that special four-hour healing call.
So it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and you want to come on about 10 minutes early. And just send me an email. You can just go about maybe an inch or so below this beautiful light beam face here and send me an email and say you want to come on it, and we can give you the information for sending us a check. It's only $60 for a four-hour light chip healing, and this is geared for the ascension process. Remember, the light chip is doing the ascension, and so they know, you know, all about what we need. And then they also charge 7 gallons of water for us to help us out for the next 7 days, to help us detox and to incorporate more light energy into our body here. So it's a very, very nice. And what you want to have is a speakerphone, typically, so you can be hands-free and lay down, relax. The time goes by very quickly. It seems like maybe a half an hour of real time, just like this show feels like about 10 minutes to me right now. And everything works very quickly, very fast, and they do a lot of physical healing for people. And then we also have Mondays and Fridays, we have the standard one-hour conference calls for $20. So I'd really enjoy all of you coming on if you would like to experience a full hour of this type of work. It's out of this world, in a sense. It's very, very beautiful, and they do a lot of work with us, so, as you can tell just from tonight. So I guess we'll be signing off now. So anything you want to add, Sylvia?
I just want to add that it's been beautiful and wonderful to be with all of you tonight. Thanks for all of your input, for the people that were on the fast chat. And if we weren't able to get a question answered, we'll try to address that in tomorrow's show. So good night and much love to all.
Okay, and blessings to all of you, and good night.